Officers and soldiers in an elite Israeli spying unit say they've quit spying on innocent Palestinians. Members of the Israeli intelligence unit, known as Unit 8200, sent a letter to the Israeli Prime Minister calling the army's spying operations against Palestinians as immoral. The 43 signatories say they do not want to be tools to deepen the military regime in the occupied Palestinian territories. Military advisers say the soldiers' action will result in court-martial and possible time in military jails. To discuss this further, let's go to New York and talk to Raja Abdulhaq, a Palestinian activist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Abdulhaq, first of all, how do you think Israeli authorities would react to this rebuke?
Well, I think it's really important to understand the Israeli intelligence and how it functions. Israel gathers intelligence through two ways. First, through informants, and second, through surveillance and spying on Palestinians. But since Hamas took over Gaza in 2007, the number of informants has been really declining. So Israel is primarily depending on surveillance and spying on Palestinians. So for this letter to come at this time, especially after the war on Gaza, it's really a slap in the face to the Israeli government, and especially to Netanyahu, saying that your war on Gaza actually failed and your goals have not been met in Gaza. So it's really important to put that in the context of the latest war on Gaza.
And just how much does this rebuke add to the isolation that Israel is facing, both at home and abroad?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really right now with the ubiquity of the internet and the social media, people throughout the world and the international community is really fed up with the Israeli occupation, is really fed up with the violence and genocide against Palestinians. And right now we are seeing that even people and soldiers within the system are actually fed up with the idea of military occupation against innocent Palestinians. So this is not only a rebuke to Netanyahu, but this is really showing that not only that people across the world, or Palestinians or Muslims or people who care for Palestinians, are standing up against the occupation and saying that military occupation is counterproductive towards harmony and is actually ruining the world's harmony. It's actually the same exact soldiers that are spying on Palestinians so Netanyahu can have enough intelligence to make his policies against Palestinians.
Yes, and you spoke of social media. Just how much has social media helped the Palestinian cause?
I think that the social media was really significant, and the amount of pressure it put on the international community and the amount of awareness we were able and succeeded in raising against Israeli atrocity is really significant. I've seen a lot of people, especially here in the United States and in New York, people who really stood with Israel for decades ago, they coming to their senses and saying that we cannot and no more support a terrorist state of Israel, and we cannot witness all these atrocities and all of these pictures and videos that we see of innocent people, and we see in children and women being slaughtered in their homes. When people see that in social media, especially now that you cannot divide the world anymore. It's a small village, and people have connections and relations and colleagues and friends and neighbors that can actually see these pictures, whether they choose to know about the cause or they just choose to not care about it. It's in their face, it's there, people see it, and it's really, and I think that the social media and the internet put a significant amount of pressure on Netanyahu and the U.S. administration to really force Israel to stop its atrocity on the people of Gaza.
And finally, how do you see the future of the Palestinian-Israeli issue?
No, I think also I really want to give credit to the people of Gaza, and also specifically to the resistance movement in Gaza, that really were not able to only defeat the Israel, but it was also able to defeat the imperialist and colonial agenda against the people in Gaza and the rest of the world. And it's really important to put this letter in the context of the victory of the people of Gaza. People of Gaza came out victorious from this war, and this letter is really an evidence, and it says that the occupation and military occupation is really not doing anything, and the people of Gaza are getting, or people in Palestine in general, are actually fighting back. The more you are attacking them, or the more you kill from them, the more they are fighting back, and the more they are determined to resist the occupation. And seeing this, and seeing how the system is collapsing in the state of Israel, just as the apartheid system in South Africa, I really think that the days of colonization and Israeli occupation is really numbered.
All right, Raja Abdul-Haq, Palestinian activist from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you for having me.